70 miles away in Holland, the officers' mess at Night Fighter Station Kroonsweer.
Over Leiden, you know, sir.
Corporal Blessing. What on earth are you doing in here?
Would you come with me, Over Leiden?
Not just at the moment, Blessing. By the way,
I'm afraid I have to insist.
I beg your pardon.
My identity papers.
Reich Central Security. I thought you were in charge of the foreign cleaners, Blessing.
So do all these officers in here. Now, I must insist you come quiet.
What is all this about?
A matter of espionage.
Did I please you?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
So beautiful. So soft. So firm.
Oh, don't go. Oh, I never knew such pleasure.
I should get dressed. The car's waiting.
Oh, not yet. Hold me.
I love you, Anna, but I have to get dressed.
What is it?
I've seen this room so many times, cleaning and polishing it, but I've never seen this view before.
You'll see it often from now on, I promise you.
Oh, you might well scratch my shoulder.
I'm sorry. Let me kiss it better.
I shall look at this little mark tonight and think of you.
Oh, I should have taken it off.
It's the Blue Max, isn't it?
Yep.
Got it for shooting down 11 British aircraft in the last war.
How do you know?
Paul told me.
He shouldn't have been boasting.
He wasn't boasting. I asked him.
I had hoped to hear from him before I left. When I write, I would like to tell him of our plans.
Oh, no, don't tell him yet.
Why not?
He might not approve.
You and he get on well enough, don't you?
Did he say that?
Don't you like him?
He's your son. Of course I like him.
That SS man in the street just now. He'd come from the Russian front. His driver was an Asiatic. The news from Kharkov is not good.
Paul will look after himself.
17, that's all he is.
It's my age when I shot down my first British aircraft.
Were you afraid, August?
Yes. I was afraid anyone would think I was afraid. I saw his face, you know. That English flyer. I think his gun's jammed. He and the Observer were both killed. Saw the wreckage later. Blood on the canvas.
And now with your radar, you help other young pilots.
I'm a desk-bound old man.
To me, you're still a hero, protecting us. And you're the best lover I've ever had.
You don't need to lie to me.
It's true. And you wish you'd been the first.
What's past needn't concern us. Let's live for the present.
And the future.
Of course, our future will be together.
Oh, look, August, lightning. Mm. 1,000, 2,000, 3,000. Oh, close. Do you know how to tell how far away a storm is, August?
You can never be sure.
It's a good feeling when you have someone who fought against the enemy to save us. It's just this feeling. Each one had this feeling. We knew that they defended us.
Wally Fenn Operations Room. The teleprinter brings confirmation of tonight's target and details of the route to be taken. Rendezvous Southwold, then to 51 degrees 48 minutes north, 3 degrees 50 minutes east. Target, 070 degrees 650 yards from target, codename Marzia A. Turn left from target, then to Noordwijk, then base. Aim to cause maximum destruction to enemy industrial center.
Take this way, form to Wing Commander Munro straight away.
Yes, ma'am.
At the briefing, all the details will be passed to the men who will fly in the aircraft. The decisions on the target, the number of aircraft to take part, and the bomb loads were made much earlier today at Bomber Command Headquarters at High Wycombe.
there was a central table in this large room. And Harris would come in and sit down, and I don't get any impression that he was hurrying to his desk. He knew he was going to get there. He knew what he had to do, and he went there and did it. No reluctance either.
It was at precisely 9 a.m. this morning that Commander-in-Chief Bomber Command Air Marshal Sir Arthur Harris had studied the vast array of intelligence, maps, lists of targets, and previous bombing raid photographs. As always, a small group of high-ranking RAF officers gathered around him.
Do we have the latest from Met?
Yes, sir, here it is.
Looks like we're on for tonight, then.
Shall I ask him to report in person, sir? He's waiting outside.
If you'd be so kind, Wing Commander.
Tell the Met man we're ready.
Very good, sir.
The previous night's operations and photographs are still recorded on the giant boards on the wall. An officer alters the total on the fail-to-return tally from 24 to 23.
One of four groups, Halifax's, was trying to make a wheels-up landing at the emergency dome at Woodbridge, sir, but ended up at the new American base at Flamingham instead.
What does that make it?
4.4% losses, sir. Eighth group had a good night, sir. Only two missing.
Yes. Ah, Mr. Fitzherbert.
Morning, sir.
Well, what can we expect tonight over the Ruhr?
These are the predicted fronts for this evening, sir. At present, thunderstorms are moving across the Rhine ahead of this cold front here, but they will clear by late this afternoon. We'll get a spit up over the target later, but we expect a thin layer of medium cloud somewhere between 1,000 and 20,000 feet. Moderate to good visibility, northeast winds, light to moderate.
Northern France?
Much the same. Well-broken cloud in the northwest.
And what's the weather going to be like over England for a return around midnight?
By then the low will be here, or thereabouts, and a chance of rain, nothing serious. Patchy cloud somewhere between 2,000 and 3,000 feet. No fog or icing.
Thank you, Mr. Fitzherbert. That'll do nicely.
Thank you, sir.
Target maps, please, Wing Commander.
Sir.
Each town targeted is marked by a color-coded reference. Industrial targets, railway centers, oil installations. Harris peers closely at the Ruhr, Duisburg, Essen, Dortmund, and Krefeld. The shortest route to each is marked, and flying times and fuel loads to each target are marked alongside.
Better than expected.
So what's available?
In total, might manage 750 heavies, 160 mediums.
Let's go for 600 heavies and 100 mediums.
Very good, sir.
Since Churchill and Roosevelt's conference in Casablanca a few weeks before, U.S. and British bombers were targeting Germany on a daily basis. The Americans by day, the British by night. The overall aim of the combined bombing campaign was the progressive destruction and dislocation of the German military, industrial and economic system, and the undermining of the morale of the German people to a point where their capacity for armed resistance was fatally weakened. It was Harris's task to implement the British end of this directive.
All right, gentlemen. Our target for tonight is Krefeld. Steelworks, chemical plants, aircraft engines and railway yards. Target files, Wing Commander. Krefeld primary and Bremen as weather alternative, just in case Mr. Fitzherbert's cold front doesn't move the way he thinks.
Target files, Harry.
Yes, sir. I have been waiting, sir.
Thank you, Ashton. Well done, my girl. Guess right.
Nora Ashton, 19 years old, a WAF clerical section, smiles as she hands over the files. That morning, she had written to her boyfriend at Worley Fen. He would never read her letter. His name is Simon Cohen, and tonight he will be navigator on O'Orange's last operation.
This is Krefeld, gentlemen. HR 2030. I propose to hit it here hard in two waves, with a 20-minute pause between them.
Second wave, HR 2120.
I know it involves more of a threat from the night fighters, Donald, but that's more than set off by the chance of catching his fire and rescue chaps off guard. It has a profoundly dispiriting effect on the population, too, if when they think it's all over, another wave starts pounding them, what? At least a third of all aircraft tonight to carry one 4,000-pounder, and as many as possible pistols used for long delay. I also propose to increase the proportion of high explosive to incendiary by 10%.
Sir.
We need to get those roofs off, crack open their buildings, and then we can set them alight. Hopefully the forecast winds will materialize and spread the fire. Pathfinder mosquitoes, what's their availability?
14 listed. They've been out every night this week. Last night they had a few problems with the oboe set, sir.
Six should be adequate. Oboe mosquitoes have no excuse for not getting their reds right on the mark. Can we muster six?
Should be no problem, sir.
Any questions?
Use severity concentrated and personified. He had a lot on his mind, and you could tell that. For instance, let's say he put they had a big raid on, and everybody went out, and none of the aircraft could have landed anywhere in England afterwards. Quite a possibility.
And that's it.
If there's a Met update...
I'll be back at the house from 12 onwards. PM's coming for the briefing.
Very good, sir.
Going to show him the bombing pictures, and then perhaps a spot of lunch. Jolly good success last night, Mr. Hunter. Only 23 failed to return.
Still over 140 men lost.
What?
I was just saying, the men lost.
It's in the nature of war that young men die, Group Captain. I accept losses. I have to accept them, to expect them.
I'm sorry, sir, I didn't mean to.
I am convinced, and so is Mr. Churchill, that we can win this war from the air. We are wiping out their munition factories, oil installations and transportation, starving them of the means to continue fighting. Remember Cologne, Mr. Hunter? A few more Colognes and it will be over. And however many young men we have to lose to achieve this end, they will not die in vain.
Yes, sir.
And if I have to flatten the whole of Germany, I will do so.
Here, well away from the dispersals, in the most northerly corner of Worley Fen RAF station, is the bomb dump, behind huge blast walls and camouflage from the air. The bombs for tonight's raid are taken from here and winched onto low-loading trolleys. Each trolley can carry one 4,000-pound cylindrical cookie bomb, or eight 250-pound bombs, or four 500-pounders. Worley's 16 Lancasters will each carry one cookie, as well as a variety of other smaller-sized high-explosive and incendiary bombs. Several trolleys are linked together to make up one aircraft's bomb load and then pulled away by a tractor. This tractor driver, like many others, is a WAF. Her name is Madge Scott, and she's 18 years old. Madge's first stop with her train of bombs is the fuse hut, which is open on both sides like a large blacksmith's shed. She halts with the trolleys inside. Here, the armorers insert the timers, fuses, and firing mechanisms. The delayed action timers are set here, too, according to orders. Anything from a few seconds to 6 days. Matt Scott skillfully brings the bomb train around a perimeter road and onto the concrete stand, circling the aircraft and steering as close to it as possible. The bomb bay doors on each aircraft stand open. The tractor is unhitched, and the armorers manhandle each trolley the last few yards till it sits under the open bomb doors. The winching up of each bomb into the dark of the bomb bay begins.
Hello there!
Sorry?
I thought it was you.
It's me, all right.
You and the dog and Duck Monday night, weren't you? At Battersby, isn't it?
Yes. Oh, it's you! Oh, look a bit different in your overalls.
You're a bit of a sweet talker, aren't you, Battersby?
How are you settling in?
Well, they always say the first week's the worst. Not a bad billet, though. Is this your aircraft?
No, mine's over there. All orange.
I thought it was creaking something.
Clear,
oh, yeah, its nickname's Creaking Door.
Yeah, that's it. Never falls off, right?
Close the bloody tractor.
Sorry, Sergeant.
You haven't seen Flight Sergeant Worthington, our chief, have you?
No, I haven't.
I have to find him, Matt. I'll see you later.
Is that a nickname he's painting on this one?
Yeah, the skipper's rechristening El Love Joe for King.
Joe for King?
Joe Starling. Oh, here he is now, talking to Tommy Carter.
To Starling?
Fly Sergeant Worthington. Maybe see you later.
Got to get loaded up again.
Look,
what?
Oh, nothing.
Cheerio for now, then.
Mind how you go.
Right.
What do they call you?
Madge Scott, MT.
Hey, Battersby, what the hell are you playing at, lad? I want a word in your show, like, about that starving Jenny.
The Vault Hotel, SS headquarters, Altgarten, about the same time. Sturmbannfuhrer Fischer stands at the window of his room and watches the sacks and bundles being unloaded from his car.
Come! Yes?
Your food, sir, and the bottle of schnapps.
Good.
Are you part of the new elite SS division they're talking about, sir?
Oh, yes, that's right.
Oh, that's what I'd like to be posted to, something like that. It's a backwater here in Altgarten. Nothing happens.
Do your duty today, and I'll see what I can do. What age are you?
16, Herr Sturmbannführer.
Good. Did you get me the information? This man, Voss, where he is living?
54 Florestrasse. He has a tailoring business. It was suspected he was employing Jews. But for some reason, nothing has been done. This small
Florestrasse. I asked directions in Florestrasse. I know where it is.
Is he an enemy of the Reich, Herr Sturmbannführer?
No, he is a tailor. I need a new uniform. Get moving, soldier. Keep close guard on those trunks they're bringing him from the car. If anything is harmed, I'll have you hung with piano wire.
It would be tonight, under cover of darkness, SS Sturmbannführer Fischer decided that he would go to Herr Voss's house on Florestrasse. At that moment, this afternoon, however, three doors from Helmut Voss's house, August Bach left Anna to return to radar station Ermin.
Take care of yourself, August.
Tell Hansel he's the man of the house while I'm away. And if there is an air raid...
They won't bomb here.
Please, 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 humour me. I have to know you'll be safe.
Herr Voss's cellar.
Yes.
I know. I love you.
No tears, please. I'll be back in 2 weeks' time. Drive on.
As the car drove away from Florestrasse, the rain stopped and a patch of clearer weather came in from the east. The sun would shine throughout Europe that winter afternoon in 1943. Even at Krunsvik, the sun made an appearance as Oberleutnant Victor Löwenherz accompanied two men along the edge of the airfield.
I find this all very strange. Secret police and military intelligence working together.
I'm so pleased to meet you in person, Herr Baron Oberleutnant. I've seen you often in newsreels, and of course, your photograph and signal are true Reich hero.
Blessing here says something about espionage.
Unter Sturmbannführer Blessing, I've told you to wait for me.
What am I accused of? Should I have a lawyer present?
A certain medical file has been stolen. Our friend Blessing here has been watching one of your men and believes it to be in his possession.
Who are you accusing, Blessing?
Has he shown it to you?
Who?
You were talking to him just a short time ago.
I've spoken to virtually all 12 pilots on my wing today. I am their Staffelkapitän.
Which of them do you think might have done it?
None of them.
Tell him, Blessing.
It's an Offizier Himmel.
Oh. Christian Himmel. Himmel has the Knight's Cross.
What does that prove? So do you.
Please. Excuse Blessing, Herr Baron. You're not under suspicion. But Unteroffizier Himmel...
Do you have evidence?
Himmel had the file in his bedside locker. I found it there early this morning. He left his quarters at 9 o'clock. My people checked his locker again. It was gone. You're the only person he saw.
This is your evidence. Anyone could have planted it, including yourself, Blessing. What does Himmel say?
He doesn't know we're onto him. We wanted to see who else was in this spy.
I have known Christian Himmel for 3 years. He's not interested in anything but aircraft and flying. He is not political.
What were you discussing this afternoon?
Oil leaks.
Really?
I've nothing more to say. If I would stake my life on his loyalty.
That is exactly what you are doing.
How did he seem, Herr Baron? Anxious, depressed, worried about anything?
He seemed his usual self.
You hesitate.
We're night fighter pilots, Herr Dr. Starkoff. It is more dangerous work than snooping in people's bedside lockers. Sometimes we wonder just how long our luck will hold out.
Why?
It's natural to feel a little apprehensive from time to time. And that is how Himmel is feeling today.
We're very interested to have this file back, and, of course, to learn who has seen it.
Christian would not do something like this.
In that case, cooperate with us and prove his innocence.
Right, I'll be happy to. And when I do, I shall be speaking to my own contacts at the Reich Chancellery in Berlin about exactly what we pilots have to put up with from you. Blessing.
At Worley Fen, the equipping, fueling and bombing up of the 16 Lancasters has been going on all day. From the cockpit of O Orange, Sam Lambert can see that bombing up is almost completed on Tommy Carter's aircraft on the stand nearest to his. What Sam couldn't possibly know was that the first victim of the raid on Krefeld was about to die.
Anything else matters?
No, everything checked out.
Looks like our bombs are on the way. Let's get out of here. I'm like a child before the briefing.
You coming over to the Naffy, Diggers?
Yeah, in a minute. The armourers are still working on Alpha Love. I can see them.
Haven't you signed up yet, Max?
Are you going to Orange, Sarge? I'll finish up here.
No, I'll wait for you. You want help taking the safety clip off the cooker?
Oh, that's fine.
I'll do it.
Okay, it was a big bit of metal, and it treated it with respect, particularly people like armourers and that sort of thing who were loading them. I didn't give it much of a thought about what it was really going to do. You hoped it would go off, because I have read statistics somewhere, 4 out of 10 never went off. Must have gone off later. It's not, you know, like they wanted you to chalk things on the bombs, you know, which you never did. That was strictly for journalists and things like that.
You all right?
There's something on the retaining jaw of the cookie.
Now, we'll leave it, Mac. Pull the clip and don't touch a thing, mate. Let's go.
I've got to check it.
You want me to have a look?
No, it's all right, Sarge. I'll do it. Looks like a... What is it? A lick from shrapnel or something on the jaw. Come on. Just need to... Come on, let's have a closer. Oh, get one, you wee thing. Right. Oh, yeah!
Get the hell away from the overhead bomb train! It's gonna go!
Harry, get out there!
Get the hell out of it! There's been an accident! Get help, will you? Get out of
here! Get down, everybody. A cookie's just dropped out of her love's bomb bag.
Looks like he's got the paw shot under it. Hell's teeth, if that goes up, we're all done for.
What happened? Scoopers, didn't you hear the clang?
I felt it.
What are we going to do, Skip?
Something like this happened at my last station. Clang went up with his full load, killed 20 blokes.
Maybe we should get away from the cockpit.
This fuselage would be much protection. It's going to make a bit of a bang.
Don't worry, we won't hear it. It won't go off now, Willis. I mean, if it was going to go off, it would have gone off an impact straight away.
Not if it's a delayed action fuse.
Oh, Christ, I thought I was charging
it. Shut up, Bato.
Sorry. Pray if you want to, but do it back there by yourself. No, I'll stay here.
Within half an hour, the faulty release jaw was replaced, and the cookie, which was not harmed, was winched back into place. The setting of its timer had been armourer Ian MacDonald's last job. His crushed corpse was removed to the mortuary. In less than an hour after the accident, L for Love was pronounced bombed up and ready to go. The pilot, Tommy Carter, when he heard about it, felt that the accident was an omen of bad luck, but he never said anything. Mad Scott, the tractor driver, insisted she finish her shift. And during the briefing, she drove the bomb train back to O for Orange, where its deadly load was winched into the bomb bay.
And also, we lost some of our own ground crew. One of our number was killed underneath an undercarriage of a Lancaster when there was a wrong connection. I just saw this thing go down on its knees, just like a camel, heading down, and this chap was just throttled. He just couldn't do a thing.
Gert Byrne, meanwhile, was in Altgarten writing a letter.
This letter will cause you. I have to write it and must let you know the truth about Anna Luisa. This Anna Luisa you are now talking of marrying. Rather than seeing you make a fool of yourself, I must risk losing your friendship. It is my duty as your cousin to tell you she is far from being the innocent she seems. I am sure that if you had not been so infatuated, you would have seen this for yourself. But today, I see it is up to me.
Gert will struggle over this letter, correcting and altering it for the next hour, before posting it at 5 p.m. at Altgarten's main post office in Kaiser Wilhelmstrasse. August will never receive it.
I'm glad we no longer live in Krefeld. I think this is a very nice town.
Anna Luisa brings Hansel back from the railway station after a visit to a friend's house in Krefeld, 7 miles away. It is now just before 3:30 p.m.
I like the city better.
What? Better than all the lovely countryside around Altgarten?
Why did Daddy leave before I got back?
They sent a car and he had to go.
I wanted to see him.
He'll be back in 2 weeks.
Can we stop at the fire station?
I don't know.
Please, Anna Luisa.
I want to get home.
Why can't we live in Krefeld?
Because it's not safe there.
about bomb shelters. Let me look at the fire engine, Anna, please, just for a minute.
Good afternoon, young Hansel. Fräulein?
Johannes Ilfer, chief fire commander at Altgarten, 20 years old.
He wants to have a look at the fire engine.
Of course you do. Sure thing, have a look around.
Don't get in the way of the firemen. Is it all right?
Of course, Fräulein. Go on, young one, have a look around. I was going to have some coffee.
Oh, no. Not today, thank you.
So, do you still want to be a fireman when you grow up, Hansel? I don't recommend it. Not in wartime. What's the matter?
Nothing.
Come into the office. Look after the young fellow, lads, will you?
No. His father went back to his unit today.
Come on, Hansel.
Well, we must all do our duty. Perhaps I'd better call round tonight when the young fellow's in bed and check your fire precautions.
You're very good at putting out fires, but not much good at lighting them, if you take my meaning. I hear you're chief now.
Promotion comes quickly in wartime, like death. Let me see you tonight, Anna.
August has asked me to marry him.
Oh?
I've said yes.
He'll never marry you, Anna Luisa. Ah, Hansel, have a look at these pictures. British bombers. Look, Lancaster, Stirling, Wellington. Don't worry, the Luftwaffe can shoot them all down.
We should be going, Hansel.
Know what this is? A 30-pound phosphorus bomb. And this is a 4-pound incendiary stick.
My father had told us about the air raid in Düsseldorf, and he knew that there were phosphorus bombs, and this bombs could not be extinguished since the phosphorus spread. It was impossible to do it, and therefore we were very afraid.
Just like that. This one, we found this in the rubble of a bombed-out house in Krefeld. It's a 500-pound general-purpose bomb. It's been fixed, don't worry. You can tell by its colour. Women, too, come in different colours. You've heard of scarlet women, Hansel?
That's enough for today.
Oh, what's the matter?
Bombs aren't a joking matter. We used to live in Krefeld. Come on, Hansel.
My mummy was killed by a bomb. She's in heaven.
Well, come on in, Flag Lieutenant Sweet.
Station Commander's Office, Worley Fen.
Sit yourself down.
Thank you, sir.
Cigarette?
Don't mind if I do, thank you.
So, how are you enjoying being a Flight Commander, hmm?
Well, I must say I'd no idea how much paperwork it took to get a kite in the air.
Well, now you know where the war's really fought, eh? Saturation bombing of airfields by Air Ministry Bump and all in blasted triplicate.
Dash nuisance, especially when all a chap wants is to get out and kill Huns.
That's it, sweet. That's what we're here to do. Now,
I want your advice, sir.
How far away?
About one of my chaps, Lambert.
Lambert? Yes, I know him.
NCO.
Yeah, brought back that Halifax on two engines.
Damn good pilot, once. But lately...
Well, go on, sweet.
He's acting rather strangely.
Well, spit it out, man.
I've just been discussing crewing with him, and the Dash chap accused me of taking his best men and trying to get him killed.
Well, the men don't like crew changes. They get to depend on each other.
Well, I know that, sir. I wouldn't do it lightly, but this is a tactical move designed to improve our hit rate.
Good show. Lambert. Yes. His navigator was shot up over Essen. What was that young man's
name? The thing is, sir, I think he might have a touch of the jitters.
Oh.
It's not just him I'm concerned about. What's the effect on the other chaps in his crew? He has a damn good navigator, a public school chap, Cohen, Gregson's replacement, and a pretty smart bomb aimer. They're wasted with a pilot who's lost his nerve.
Think he might have?
Well, I've heard a lot of defeatist stuff from him lately. Not good for young chaps like Fleming to have to listen to that. And then there's the business of his wife.
What about his wife?
Well, it turns out she's on the base in safety.
Oh, can't be. Against regulation.
They married last year without informing records office.
And they're living together on the base?
A rented cottage in the village.
Safety section. Name?
She's a frightfully decent girl, actually. I was at Winchester with her brother.
Her name, sweet? I assume she's not known as Mrs. Lambert.
Corporal Ruth Taylor.
Oh, sometimes I think there are too many blasted NCOs in officers' jobs. I mean, that's the whole problem with the RAF these days.
Mm.
Look at us here at Worley. 12 pilots and 6 navigators who are officers, and all the rest ragtag and bobtails. Not enough of the public school chaps to go around.
I just thought you ought to know.
Yeah, well, I've always felt a chap who loses his nerve should be put under something he can handle.
I couldn't agree more.
Leave it with me.
There was an Air Ministry order, and a very, in my view, an extremely cruel Air Ministry order that said anyone that refuses to do what he enlisted to do, in the main, ended up as AC-1s or LACs, whatever they were. Terrible, in my view.
Oh, by the way, sir, have you heard about this experiment I'm trying with the rear turret on Lambert's aircraft?
No.
Well, the idea came to me the other morning when I opened the window to see better.